Wherever you may roam, there is no power that can conquer you while God is on your side. Just take him at his promise. Don't you run away and hide it. And he played on it. He just got good to it. He just played on it. And then I did another. I trust in God. Wherever I may be, upon the land or on the rolling sea, for come for nay, from day to day, my heavenly Father watches over me. I trust in God, I know he cares for me, upon the land, or on the rolling sea. For come what may, from day to day, my heavenly Father, he watches over me.
Well, thank you. We've been serenaded today.
And his eyes on the sparrow, I got all of it.
Oh, I sing that one, too.
You do?
I'm a singer, too. I sing and teach piano. That's what I do.
Why should I feel discouraged? You take your time.
Yeah.
Do it as you feel it. Why should shadows come? Why should my heart be longing and long for heaven and home when Jesus is my portion? What a constant friend is he. His eye is on the sparrow, and I know he watches me. His eye is on the sparrow, I know. You just add what you want, as you feel. I know he watches me.
Well, you have been a blessing.
Because I'm happy. We need to do one together.
Well, I appreciate it.
Okay.
Thank you.
Anytime.
That made my day.
It's your church. Anyway, it's
all
the Brown and Jones uptown. We do one together.
It'll be fun. Thank you, Leah.
All right.
That was very nice.
Well, I feel good too.
But you've been singing in choirs since 1936?
33. Yeah. I just say, I've been singing before I come to Friendship. I just say, been singing since 33 when I got, because I joined the choir then.
So you have a little bit of practice.
Huh?
You have a little bit of practice.
Yeah, but I do it as a feeling. So they never rehearse with me. They follow. If I have the music, follow the music, and follow me too. Because I may feel the same thing, but I keep the beat. See, the song, the words tell the story. I keep that in my mind. If the story makes me feel good, my facial expression will say so. All that's figured in there is the reason I don't know one note from the other, no one will learn it. I can hear it pick up or write the words and keep the beat. Here's always a way to get it. Don't make no excuse. I'll never make no excuse.
Very good. So with you were singing at Friendship, you were working at Friendship.
Yeah.
And you lived three
Every
blocks.
Years.
You lived three blocks away.
Yeah.
In the community around you and your church, do you remember any businesses or where did you get your groceries back then?
It used to be an A&P, and it was still down, Pittman's Grocery, still down the next corner. Almost a half block from where I live.
Just half a block?
Yeah.
Okay. And the Savoy Movie Theater opened. When did that open? Do you recall?
What?
The movie theater. Do you recall when that opened?
Lincoln Theater and Savoy Theater.
Okay, two theaters.
Two theaters in Brooklyn.
Did you go to movies there, or?
Yeah, I went to the movies. They had one in Bitterville, too. I mean, in Jocelyn Smith next to Jocelyn, that one big photo.
And later on, they opened Second Ward High School, and that was put into the neighborhood.
Yeah, that was three or four blocks from where I live.
Okay, so you were in the middle of the community then?
Yeah.
Right in the middle?
Yeah.
Very good. Are there any special memories about home or the community outside of the church from Brooklyn you recall, or any special times?
Well, we always visit the sick. When we knew somebody was sick, we'd always visit the sick. Stop by and see what we could do. We didn't call. We went by.
One thing I've heard about but don't really know about was the May Queen, M-A-Y Queen, was, and some of the parades there would be in Brooklyn.
Well,
do you remember the parades that Daddy Grace used to have?
Daddy Grace, that's
right. He used to have
parades.
House of Prayer, and they used to have parades at some point.
Yeah, real good one. They're still good. They're good. That was one church that Les Hale started from. And now they have unity and got strength. They don't beg, they don't do nothing. Everybody's just together. They put their tidings together. And they just spread them all over. They done bought McDonald's cafeteria now. And they all this big cafe. They got it looking beautiful. Inside is something. And they act like something for real. It ain't no whole lot of life, you know what I mean? They're serious, you know, they friendly.
Mm-hmm.
But you feel this, some people just joke around too much.
I've heard in another interview that when you go to church at Friendship Baptist, we went to Daddy Grace, you were serious, and it wasn't like the uptown churches.
Yeah.
So you saw yourself as very different.
That's right. Preachers, they would always, what they say, like Clifford Jones here, the reason I'm telling you, I've been there, and not ashamed of, you know. Most preachers don't tell them themselves. But this one says, I'm telling you, because I've been there. They don't discuss what happened there, but I've been there in something like what you're going through. That's what I like about it. He don't look on no paper and pencil. We got Jews and all nationality here. And they like it because he'd been through some things, along with what he did out of biblical structure. Yeah. He'd been through some things. Jews have been through some things. They went there in Egypt 400 years and all this stuff. But yet still, he said, get human. And think that good, that didn't act right. And we're doing the same thing, he said. We ain't act right when we get plenty. It's just human. But you don't have to stay wrong all along, he says. You know.
It does sound like the community here feels blessed at the reverence that it has had from as far back as you can remember.
That's right. Good ones. That just fell with itself. When somebody fell with itself, then you listen to that person. If you say, well, the reason I'm telling you this rough way, I did this, my experience. I speak of my experience all the time. My experience. I used to get rattled, told, you know, when I see he's going the wrong way, and we cut him off and tell him about himself. But I grew out of that. And I didn't stay in there too long, because one time, I started to say something about a fellow this way, my life, no kind of way, you know. Come from a good family. I had to tell him that. Come up with an old piece of conversation. I told him, before I could get my mouth open to tell him, I thought about I did something like that. He said, what did you start to say? I said, no. I was fair with myself. I remember that's where I started being fair with myself. I said, nothing. He said, you start to say something. Yeah, I started to say something, but nothing. That's the time I start growing. Search myself. Be slow to speak. Then maybe you won't say nothing, see? See, I could have got a big argument there. He could have told me what I've been. I could have got a whole lot of stuff there. And he wouldn't have listened to me anyhow. And then maybe he would. You see, be slow to speak and search yourself. Yeah.
Very good advice.
That's right. Because if anything that you do that I was doing, get somebody to it right quick, because it aggravated me. If I accept aggravation, something I don't want, it's my fault. I accept it. It's right for them to dump that aggravation on anybody that accepts it. Get rid of it. It's right. Because my wife says, and I learned that at home. We get into the argument this time. This time she said, so. I'm finna get in another argument. But I thought about being slow to speak, and I didn't say nothing. Then I said, show you right, honey. I didn't need it that time. I said, show you right, honey. But I accept that voice, that thought that come into my mind. Nobody standing there telling me. I didn't think of myself, where could you come from? God dropped it in there, I accepted it, didn't search it. I said, sure you're right. She said, you ain't paying me no attention. I said, sure you're right, baby, sure you're right. She said, what's wrong with you? I said, sure you're right, honey, sure you're right. And she looked at me, you must be losing your mind. I said, sure you're right, honey, sure you're right, come and give me a little sugar. She said, yeah, you know your mind, all right. I know. And I walked away smiling. And she couldn't understand. What happened was, when I got into meditation, I found out what I did that day. before I get up the next morning. I said, you know, nobody standing there telling me anything of myself. And I took it and went. I said, I could have been doing that a long time ago. And then I said, I'm going to keep that. So I keep it uptown, at home, and anywhere else. Nobody can aggravate me now. Nobody. I don't care what they say. I just look at her and smile. Sherry Wright. See, it was unexpected. She didn't expect me to say one thing I didn't say. I said what God said. Even an animal, a sheep, just know the master's voice. I knew that was his voice.
How long have you been married?
I'm married in 34. But my first wife was dead. But I prayed for another wife. After about 15 years, after I took my two children and raised them and fed them and cooked for them, they were 13 and 15 years old. Took both of them, cooked for them. The other fellows tell me, you free now, you know. I said, no, I ain't free. Took the time and took care of them, combed the hair. Nah, they see what I get for them, they just feel good on me. But I could have wished I hadn't done it. Now is always the time. When the thought comes to do it, don't question it. You know it's right. Don't question it. Do it. But if you do it, it don't come at one time. Because you don't if you listen. I know it because I don't let so much of it go through. So I know what I'm talking about. I ain't reading nothing but what I say. I haven't seen it.
And you had two children from your first marriage?
No, I got six by the first marriage.
Six by the first marriage?
None by the next marriage.
Okay. Six.
We haven't been together 33 years the second time around. And we get along fine. She's never used younger than me. I just look at her when she wanted to let us see what she got to say. And that's a Sherry Wright. There you go with that Sherry Wright stuff. Don't have to tell her to stop saying what she started to say. That Sherry Wright cuts it. There you go with that Sherry Wright stuff. I said, Sherry Wright, and walk away from the environment. And she says, I can just see her looking at me. But he stops it. I can't tell her. You can't tell a woman to shut her mouth. He had to say, Sherry Wright, and smile. And it does something. It really helped me. It helped me home and away from home. Say anything you want to me. I don't care what you say. Just don't hit me. I can take it. It made me strong. It made me know that I'm growing into what God wants me to be. Grow a little bit slow. Some slow for a grower, some fast grower. But you're growing. If you're growing slow, you're moving. And I can see through that. I can see that because I can see how high I'm moving. Because you're stumbling and falling. I don't fall because I stumble. I used to fall. Now I'm stumbling because I don't fall no more.
Well, the friendship is very serious about its religion.
What are you talking about?
But are there any funny times that happened back in Brooklyn when friendship was back in Brooklyn? Or any funny events that happened? And
funny things.
Funny things. Any humorous things that occurred?
If you do, I don't remember.
I mean, I've heard a story about one time when the back doors blew open and broke the back pew, and the young men that were sitting on the back pew all popped up in a row because the doors had swung open because of a windstorm, and the reverend at the time says, "Well, that'll teach you to sit on the back row," trying to get the young men to move forward with into the church. And any stories like that, or
I don't remember that one.
You don't remember that one?
Yeah. Yeah. I was there on Sunday, I guess. But I don't remember no stone and all that and did all that. I don't remember no stone at all from 30 something. I don't know nothing about that. From 34, and there was no stone to do nothing.
Do you recall a time where the Reverend was burying the devil? Do you recall that meeting?
I don't remember none of that.
Okay.
I believe somebody just wanted to be comical.
Okay.
Yeah?
Okay.
Because they didn't play no game like that.
Okay.
I'm guessing it was before Powell, and that was before 34. I don't think nobody could tell that story, but that's living today, anyway, way before 34, if I'm the oldest member here, so it's got to be something bad. That is right.
Okay.
That is not right, because it would have to be before my time. Before 34, and then it has to be before Reverend Power, which is way back, one of the old ones, huh?
But stories get told and retold too.
Yeah, but stories don't have to be stories, it has to be lies. They become a story.
I understand.
Okay.
Are there any questions I should have asked during this interview that I didn't think to ask, or any things that we didn't talk about?
I can't remember that. So I better get back to work too.
I better let you get back to work. We're gonna. I want to thank you, but we're gonna stop right here.